This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. All praise due to Allah رب العالمين for His ni'mah and for the protection of Allah رب العالمين to all of us living in this peaceful country. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to maintain peace wherever we are. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, we know peace belongs to Allah and is part of the attributes of Allah, who is Salam. And we always was reminded by our Prophet to make a short prayer after our Farudu prayer. Allahumma antas salam wa minka salam. O Allah, you are peace and peace come from you. Peace will not come from anywhere except from Allah. So if we really want the inner peace in our heart and mind, we cannot get it elsewhere except we have to communicate to Allah and ask Allah to put peace in our heart and in our mind. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are a few things that I like to remind all the good brothers and sisters when we are performing Jama'ah prayer. There are times that the Saf is not been completed yet. There is some space, and Alhamdulillah we have been very patient. The Imam also have been very cooperative and very patient not to start his takbir until he is sure that the Saf is been straightened up and all the gaps is been filled in, Alhamdulillah. Now we know why the Saf is so important. One of the signification of Saf is that by honoring the adab of Saf in Jama'ah prayer, the Prophet is here to inform us that will help to unite our hearts together. Following the Prophet, then we will be united. But in the same time, that's why the Prophet said, وَلَا تَزْرُ فُرُجَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't give any space in between when you are praying the Jama'ah prayer. Don't give a space in between you and your brother or the sister, because when there is a space, you are offering the space for the Satan to come in and to disunite your heart. The Prophet was sent to unite the hearts of every one of us, whether you are Arab or non-Arab, young, whether you are old, whether you are somebody important, somebody not important. Everyone are the servant of Allah Rabbul Alameen. And that is why the beauty of following the Sunnah, by following the Sunnah, inshallah, you will be united not only locally, you will be united globally. But when you don't follow the Sunnah, then you know how disunited you are. When you perform prayer, you refuse to stand close to each other. Then something is very wrong with your heart. You don't care. When you don't honor the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, then you will never get the Shafa'ah from the Prophet ﷺ. Shafa'ah is very, very important. With our deeds, you remember last night, the Imam was reciting Surah Al-A'raf. Surah Al-A'raf is also telling us about a group of people among us as a Muslim and a believer. When the day of judgment comes in, these Al-A'raf, neither they have enough deeds to qualify to enter paradise, neither they can go to hell because they still have good deeds. But the deeds that they have do not qualify them to enter paradise. So they will be stuck in an area called Al-A'raf. Until Allah will for them to enter paradise, then they will enter paradise. Because there are times we have been trying to do a lot of good deeds, but sometimes we are not following the sunnah of the Prophet. When you are not following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, look at this very important saying of our Prophet from Aisha radiallahu anha. Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa raddun. Whoever do an act of worship, even with good intention, but you do not follow the way of the Prophet, you follow your own way, it will be rejected. Can you imagine, brother and sister, the whole month we are fasting, the whole month we are making qiyam, but at the end of the day, it was rejected. Why? Because we do not follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight I just add one more hadith, Qudsi. I have shared this hadith before, but it did not give me enough time to explain further. So I am going to quote the same hadith that I shared with you all maybe last week, but this is a good reminder for all of us. This hadith is from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَيَرْفَعُ الدَّرَجَةَ لِلْأَبْدِ صَالِحٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبِّ أَنَّ لِي هَذِهِ فَيَقُولُ بِاسْتِغْفَارِ وَلَدِكَ لَكْ. حديث حسن رواه أحمد. Abu Hurairah, the companion of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahu azza wa jalla will raise the rank of the righteous slave in paradise. Allah will raise the rank of a righteous slave in paradise. Then the slave will say, O Allah, O my Lord, from where has this come to me? How come suddenly my status is being raised up to be among the righteous, where we know we are not righteous? We know, as a person, every one of us know where we stand. Whether you have been a muhsinin or mufsidin. A mufsidin is a person who like to engage in all righteous deeds. A mufsidin is a destroyer. He just do the opposite. He don't care. He just think of himself. A person who pray, and he can even destroy his own prayer. A person who fast, he can even destroy his fast. At the end, he don't get anything from Allah Rabbul Alameen. So this man said to Allah, O Allah, from where has this come to me? How can suddenly I have been raised up to be among the righteous people, and you want me to go to paradise? Now he was asking Allah, he's asking Allah Rabbul Alameen. Then Allah will say to him, yes, this is because of your son, not because of you. This is because of your son who has been asking forgiveness for you. Because your son is righteous. Now, brothers and sisters, it never means that your son, your children must memorize the Quran, only can be righteous. It never means your children must be a shaheed, only you can, your son can be righteous. He can easily be righteous if he always try to be among the righteous people. So all of us is given another opportunity if your children have grown up to be a father now, because he also have his own family, but they are still your children. How old they are still your son. How old they are still your daughter. Even the Prophet is using, and Allah said, son. Yeah. But in the same time, if you look at the ayah in this hadith al-Qudsi, Allah said, waladik. Waladik. Allah never used the term ibnak. Ibnak. If ib, that means your biological son. Only your son. But walad can also be any children. It can be your daughter, it can be your son, it can be your adopted son, it can be your nephew, it can be anybody who's under the category of children. Maybe we don't have children, we are not married, where do our child come to us? We are not married. But also sometimes people are not married, they have children. And sometimes they have more children than us. Yeah. But anyhow, anyone, if you have, do them a favor. You remember the dua we always ask Allah? Allahumma zidni ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, increase in us, in you, in me, knowledge that benefit you and me. Now, you want to know whether the knowledge benefit you or not, brother and sister. You have been learning about the adab of jama'ah. If you do not improve, then that knowledge do not benefit you. Now, if you are responding to the knowledge, that means that knowledge benefit you. And when that knowledge benefit you, that knowledge must be shared. You must pass down to your family members, to your loved one, to your close one. It's very important. You must try your best to share whatever you have learned over here with your family member who are not here. Why they are not here, we don't know. They are not used to it. They feel weird sometimes. There was one ayah was recited tonight. Yeah, that even our Prophet, the one who Allah chose to be the best among all of us, but when he started his mission to call his people, to call his uncle to Islam, there are people who mock him and said, who are majnoon, that this man Muhammad is crazy. Yeah, sometimes when you want to share the knowledge, it's not easy because people are so used with what they have been doing, and you are bringing the haq, the truth to them. And the truth is always bitter, brothers and sisters. Truth is not sweet at all. We know when people want to tell us something that is so true, it's not easy to swallow. We are fighting within ourselves. But we know what they say is correct. But for us to accept, very difficult. Especially when it comes from a younger person reminding an elderly person, that is more difficult. Like us children who are here to learn about the deen, understand the sunnah, and if you go home and talk to your uncle, to your elderly brother who are not here, they won't follow you. You say, what you know, you little boy? Yeah. You know nothing. But please, today I heard something that disturbed me until now. I have to clear this. Because there are people outside who did make a statement. They said that I said, remember, this is what I'm going to quote. They said, I said, because there were some sister, I always remind the people when they want to perform prayer, put a sutra. Have a sutra, because without a sutra, then you are not following the command of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Put a sutra so that when somebody want to pass in front of you after the sutra, they can pass, no problem. That they cannot pass between you and the sutra. It can be a chair, it can be a bag that is high enough, 1 foot standing upright, yeah, vertical, then it can be a sutra. I mentioned about the importance of sutra. But they said, this is what I heard. They said that I said that you cannot put a sutra. If you put a sutra, you have break the saf. So you should not put your bag in front of you. Put your bag sideways. Put side, left or right. Never once I remember I make that kind of statement. But they say they learn from me. I have to clear the air. I did say the importance of sutra, but I never said that having a sutra, you have cut the saf. Yeah? You have disconnect yourself with the saf. No. You see how dangerous when people say something that I did not say. Can you imagine, brother and sister? They are saying that I'm saying that. Confirm I'm wrong if I said that. But I was trying to reflect back. None in my lecture, in all of my course on perfecting my salah, I did mention that. Either the person who attend the class got the wrong understanding, and may Allah guide them. Well, we hope all of you are careful enough when somebody asks you about something, you are not sure, you don't say anything. When you are sure, that means you have the evidence ready. You don't have to use my name at all. I learned from Hussein Ji, Khalas. If you said, I learned from Sheikh Hussein without Yi, maybe they can accept. Yeah. It's the same person, but when put the Yi, then it develop doubts in them. You know. If you put Sheikh Said Hussein, easy for them to accept, because the Said is there. Yeah. But anyhow, brothers, this is just a humble reminder. Please, when you want to quote my name, you want to use my name or Al-Qadim, please, yeah, be just to us. Don't use our name, yeah, without any evidence. If you are not sure, ask us again. Because we are responsible on what we taught. Whatever we teach here, we are responsible. So may Allah help us to minimize our misunderstanding. But I'm sure it did not come from any one of you tonight. Yeah. It is from somewhere. Only Allah knows. Yeah. So may Allah protect all of us from further fitna. Please, whatever you have learned, if you have understood the message clearly, don't keep it to yourself. Share it. Pass the knowledge to your loved one. Because by doing that, you are saving them. They become righteous children. Like I said, even they are not been taught as a good Muslim before, but it's not too late. Just encourage your loved one, your young son, your young daughter, to be among the righteous. This coming Sunday, there will be a session between me and the young children. Special, yeah, session only with young children. We have done it about maybe last 10 days or 2 weeks. Yeah. So we are going to have it one now. That we done one before Ramadan. Only for children from age maybe 10 years old, yeah, above. So this one we are going to prepare the children for Eid al-Fitri. So those who have children, if you consider them children, then try to contact, yeah, Sister Rizana, Raihana. Sister Raihana is in charge. Yeah, or Sister Annie is also aware about this program, this coming Sunday, because Saturday is our big day, the day that we are going to distribute all whatever we have collected for the poor, the needy, and also the reverts. Yeah. That will be our main exercise in Ramadan. Then there will be two exercises we're going out after Ramadan, after the 17th. One is to Kuala Selangor to meet up with the majority of the revert in the Kampung Orang Asli. Then we have the PPR, yeah, not far from here. Yeah, it's somewhere in Lembah, Subang, inshallah. So inshallah, whoever like to participate, let us know as soon as possible so that you know what you can do, how you can contribute, yeah, to make our activities, whatever we want to organize, move smoothly, inshallah. May Allah bless us, may Allah guide us, may Allah forgive us, may Allah accept our qiyam and our siyam. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal aqida wa ana walhamdulillahi alamin. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.